step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, stand by.
This is Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show.
Hi. Thanks for checking out Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show podcast-o. Heard online at 1059thebrew.com. Thanks for checking us out. I'm Tanner. Drew's there. Laura's here. Casey Beefwater Bays in here this morning.
Yeah.
Don't sound
so excited about it.
Well, you came in here all grumpy because of your traffic nightmare this morning.
I sat in traffic, got here,
look at him,
and then had to go right into a sales.
You could have been like a little bit later and just missed it.
Yeah, I would have hung outside.
That's what I would have done.
I'd be like, sorry, breakfast
and
be
then
done.
Like everybody's just spread out on the sales floor. So like you walk in like you're late to class. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like everybody's there, and then
everyone
you're
looks at you.
The one dude, they hear you scan in, so they know somebody's coming.
Yeah,
everybody's looking over their shoulder
because it beeps too. It goes beep.
Yeah,
so it gets everyone's attention.
Glad you decided to make it today.
Right,
they know you're coming.
So traffic, you know. You saw an overturned semi, is what you said?
It was just a wreck.
It was just a wreck.
Overturned.
So no more reason than normal for this kind of traffic?
No explanation.
So that's frustrating.
Yep.
I don't know how people do it. Every once in a while, I'll have to go somewhere, you know, during rush hour or whatever, and I get stuck in it, and it makes me crazy. And I'm doing it. I'll get stuck in it once a month, and I'll be like, I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, well, and you live further away from work than I do, but even where I live, people are like, oh, my God, you drive all the way to Tiger? And I'm like, well, yeah, but the beauty of that is that I leave at 5 a.m., so there's no traffic. If it were any other time of the day, I'd be screwed.
Yeah, your drive's kind of pretty, like going through the downtown and the lights
deal.
So it's 30 minutes. If there's no traffic, I can get from my house to here 30 minutes easy.
I can do it in about 13 minutes if there's no traffic.
Totally definitely fine. Have it down to the minute, and you know how late you are and when you have to start breaking the
law. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, and if with traffic and lights, that could easily be 20 minutes. That 13 minutes can turn to 20, 25 minutes maybe.
It's just missing one of those lights on your way. You and me both, Tanner, can back you way up.
And it's so funny because when people come to my house, they all say the same thing. That fucking light up the road sucks.
Dude,
yeah,
it
there
is.
Needs to be a petition.
Was it you that said it to me?
It's just crazy to go from here to your house and how long it feels like it takes you to
I
get
know,
there.
Yeah. I was
and stop,
it's
and
all
stop,
those it's all those
stop.
Lights on Pacific Highway.
I thought of the same thing when I was watching your dogs. I was like, I thought Tanner lived close to work. Like, what are we doing?
I do live close, but I don't know which way you went because there's two or three ways you can go.
Googled it and it always said it took me the fastest way, but I'm like, and maybe it just felt like it took longer, but I was
and
like,
and also when I Google things, it tells me the fastest way. Like if I want to go to my mom's house. It'll tell me to take Pacific Highway all the way to I-5. That is not the fastest way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is not.
It thinks so because it's like, oh, well, that's a street with this speed limit. Yeah. Well, the lights.
The fastest way is to just go straight to I-5 from where I'm at and then to get on it, you know, there.
And go 70 the whole way.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why it does that because Pacific Highway is a night. I don't know if it just.
I think it's the lights. It's got to be the lights.
The lights. It's the fucking lights. And there's two traffic cameras. Between my house and the station.
I don't know how much money gets generated in Tiger.
I see it flash every second.
All the time.
Every day. Every time I'm at that intersection, I will see it go off at least once.
It's funny that you live in the city that we work in, and it's like, but it's like tip to tip. Like, this is the tip edge of that city, and you're on that other side.
As a matter of fact, I passed the sign that says leaving Tigard, so I'm really...
I'm barely there.
I'm in this gray area between Tigard and Sherwood.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What is the King City thing?
King City is a tiny little pocket.
I was going to say, I'm like, I see Tiger. Signs for it, but I'm like, I don't know what
that is. That's basically my area.
Yeah.
King City is, it's Tigered for the elderly. Yeah. It's a little niche right
there's actually, like, by my house, there's a whole elderly senior community where it's just neighborhood, it's block after block of elderly people.
King City Golf Course, if you ever go play golf there, you are not allowed to live on the golf course unless you're a senior citizen.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Everyone just seems a little ancient, and the guy I was playing with is like, you are not allowed to live here.
Unless you're age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, can you? If I were older and
be kind of sweet spot,
it'd be
right?
Sweet. And I would, you know, you start getting mad and chasing young people off with your fucking golf club.
Dude, I'd be getting handsy with Mabel. Like, oh man, you gotta have little victories when you're ancient.
Yeah, she's a wild one, I hear.
Yeah,
Mabel.
I'm sure she's a touchback. She does it to you too.
But anyway, yeah.
I'll commute.
Commute sucks. Commute sucks. Well,
luckily, you go early enough in the morning where you don't experience all the agony.
You feel a little bit better, though, Case? A little bit better?
Now that you've got that out.
I felt better when I got here. Like, as soon as
as soon as you come in here, you see us.
Capitol Highway or whatever, it broke free, and it was normal going from there. So
usually, that's how I feel when I leave.
Dude, I'm telling you. Sometimes it's just a struggle.
Do you guys remember this band?
What band? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy Town. Song's called Butterfly.
I listen to this every morning when I'm getting ready.
Classics, your pump-up jam.
Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come,
so I was a big, you know, like when rap rock first started becoming popular with Korn and Limp Bizkit, I was a big fan of it, Deftones, all that stuff. Then these guys came out, and I just hated it. I never liked this song. I never liked this band. I tried, you know, like I remember I even got the album. Maybe I downloaded it off Napster. I don't remember. I did it. Mm-hmm. I got it somehow. And I just, every song was, I just thought was shit. Here's another one called Ashes by Crazy Town.
It never could be anything like.
I remember I interviewed this guy, the lead singer of Crazy Town once. His name is Shifty. He was on Celebrity Rehab a few times.
Is that his government name?
I think it's his government
Shifty
name.
Shifty is the only person in the history of Celebrity Rehab to be on 3 seasons and Sober House.
Oh, wow.
God. I mean, he is a total wreck.
Also lives up to his name.
Yeah, he's a pretty shifty dude.
Shifty guy.
I just remember I interviewed him, and he was shifty that entire time. Like, he looks really bad now. Like, he's let the drugs get to him. Like, his face is kind of sunken in. But
very
then,
gaunt.
Then it wasn't that bad. But I do remember him twitching a lot. I just remember he couldn't stay still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that person you see who's, you know, they're standing there talking
like
to you, but
they're
kind of,
the yeah.
It's just, they're like on, I don't know if they're either on something or.
It's like your body's slowly
ADHD or something.
Burning a substance within you or something.
Yeah, but he was kind of like that. But videos have been going viral lately. I saw a video of him, and Casey and I were just talking about it. He was performing in like a Guitar Center a month or two ago.
Oh, he landed a sweet gig.
He was performing that song at it looked like a Guitar Center, and it was just him and like two or three other guys on acoustic guitar. And it was one of the worst things you've ever seen.
Yeah. I bet it was in the contract. You have to sing that song or no one's going to know why you're here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We paid you $25. Play 20. Let's hear Butterfly.
Yeah, right. What are the songs? They have Toxic.
They got a...
I don't remember this one.
I don't
one.
Know that song. I know Starry Eyed Surprise, but that was with somebody else, too.
Massive band.
Catch a fire. Then it sounded like... It sounds like POD or something.
Yeah.
Like old POD.
I just don't remember them having a lot of success outside of that big
Butterfly.
Song.
Sugar, baby.
That was in
come
a movie.
Lady, you're my pretty baby.
I feel like that was in a
I think you're
bigger
right.
movie.
So I saw a video that went viral on TikTok over the weekend of Crazy Town performing, but Shifty wasn't there because apparently Shifty didn't show up for the concert.
Oh.
They have another vocalist. I guess they have like a backup vocalist.
In case Shifty gets shifty.
Yeah. Shifty's going to shift.
Well, that guy ended up doing the set.
Okay.
At some point, Shifty showed up. Those two got into a fight. Shifty beat the lead singer up,
no.
or the co-singer or whatever, up. And there's footage of it.
You got to be the alpha singer.
He's like, I was going to get here eventually. How dare you take my spot?
Whack!
So this is, you know, I can't find the original because the way YouTube is now, you type in the video you're looking for and you find... just tons of podcasts of people talking about it.
Yeah.
Some nerd doing a play-by-play.
Yeah, he's going to start a new band called 125 Pounds of Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is jacked up.
So there's video of Shifty and this other singer fighting at a show. It's taken from a distance. Shifty's throwing him. He kind of pushes him back a little bit.
I just imagine the scrappiest fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's footage of
all of the vocals himself.
There's footage of the fight.
Like an alley brawl, right? Is he getting punched, face licks, ear holes? Like, are they throwing?
It looks
bombs?
Like they're on the ground and they're
okay.
rolling
no.
around.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, here it is.
Where's my
That's Shifty on top of him, who sounds like a dog.
Does he have any teeth left?
Tasmanian Shifty.
And Shifty's just hitting the dude in the face.
I don't have it. Okay, where's my
guy's trying to kick him off. He kicks Shifty off.
You're
getting
my money, you're never gonna fuck. You're gonna steal my money? You robbed me.
I'm gonna fight your kid, but you robbed me, nigger.
You robbed me, I asked you 20 times and I said.
The guy's on the ground, by the way. The other singer's on the ground, bleeding from the face, because Shifty just got on top of him and pounded him a few times.
Yo.
At some point, Shifty stood up and is kind of like towering over him.
You fucking grabby.
Doesn't Shifty sound like he's messed up?
Yes.
I feel bad for the other guy. Like when
Me
you
too.
Get beat up by a dude that's got like zero stamina.
Right, and also it's like I was doing you a favor. You didn't show up to your own show, yeah. So I thought I would try to save the day.
I'm gonna give you your money and leave.
Now Shifty helped him up. Now they look like they shook hands. Shifty's saying something I can't. Now they're getting into each other's face again. And then the other singer, just said to Shifty, "I'm gonna kill your fucking kids."
Oh no!
So these guys are all huge losers. Like you look at it. It's those guys you grew up with, where your mom told you not to hang out.
Have you met his kids?
Well, if Shifty's a loser and all those guys are looking up to him, like Shifty's the leader and he's the loser. Mm-hmm. You can only imagine what those guys are like.
How are they still booking shows?
I don't.
Well, this looked like, I got to be honest, this didn't look like a normal show. It looked like an outdoor venue at the zoo. You know that cement fucking.
Yeah.
You know, little amphitheater they've got at the zoo?
Yeah.
That's what this looks like. It looks like it's barely like a state fair what it looked like.
2 weeks ago, they played at a Gary's Guitars or whatever it is. I mean, I don't think there's much coming in.
I'm going through the head, bitch. Dude, we're shaking this fucking bed. You might never want it to. What the fuck you hit me, bro? Because you're attacking me.
Wipe my face off then.
Do you know I've been boxing my whole life? I'll fuck you up so bad. I don't want you. I love you.
The guy's already fucked up. He's got a black eye. He's bleeding from the face. He's fucked up.
I'm gonna stab your baby.
All on drugs.
What is happening?
They've got to be on drugs.
You don't talk like that.
I'm gonna stab your baby.
Like everyone was against Shifty in this, but this guy just keeps on like putting people on Shifty's
team. All of a sudden, I want Shifty to beat his ass again.
Hit him again. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you said you were going to kill my kids, I'd just kick you right in the chest.
Yeah, I mean, those are fighting words.
Yeah, and like serious brawl.
During the performance, too, this guy was on tilt all day because, you know, when he was doing the performance, Shifty didn't show up, right? So they have to do the show if they want to get paid. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what they were fighting about, because maybe he didn't want to give him the money
when I did the show.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So at some point, he wants the speakers turned up. I'm trying to find the video on TikTok, but it could have been deleted. At some point, he wants like the monitors turned up and he can't hear anything. And he's doing the song, da 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 da, sugar, baby. And then he goes, I can't fucking hear anything. And then he stops. And then he says, I'm so fucking mad right now. I can't even barely do this. I'm trying to get through it. Hold on, y'all. And the band keeps going because they're pretending none of this is happening.
Yeah.
And then like a few bars later, he finally picks up the song again and just continues.
Thank God, Shifty.
No, this is the other dude.
Oh, this isn't even Shifty. So that's.
This is, I'm going to kill your kids.
I'm going to kill your baby. I'm going to stab your baby guy.
To your children.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So they all suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, look.
I mean, I hate to be negative, but these guys, there's not a lot coming out of these two.
No.
Who else are you gonna get for $75?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good point.
Super cheap to get these dudes, I'm sure.
Mm.
I'll try to find this clip of the actual performance of him going, "Oh, I'm so fucking mad right now." But yeah, Shifty and this other dude.
It's just no pride left in the tank there.
Yeah.
This is the very end. You want to see what it looks like at the end? This is the end.
Well, they brought the crazy, though. They lived up to crazy town.
I mean, that's a good point. Yeah, they did
brought
promise,
the crazy.
They
Subtle Town would have been a total different band.
Here's Shifty doing that song at Gary's Guitars or whatever the fuck. I don't know what it looks like, a guitar center. So there's one guy on a harmonica.
Oh, my God. Remix.
And then there's two other guys on guitar.
Make the leg shake, she makes me go crazy.
2001, Crazy Town.
Anyway, that guy said,
I just love that you can hear he has no teeth.
I know.
You can hear him
gumming it.
Yeah. I've known ever since you've been around. She's a woman that I want, so you're putting it down, and we go.
I picture him sitting on a porch whittling a stick. Rabbit.
Yeah.
come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Sugar,
come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. The tip of it, you got me sprung with your tongue ring.
Oh,
and I ain't gonna lie,
no.
Your love, it gets me high. So keep it by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and the looks to kill.
Oh,
time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel
sex appeal.
Gross, can you imagine being serenaded now by Shifty and his one tooth?
Yeah. And his halitosis.
Hold on, let me take my teeth out. I can't rap with my teeth.
Please,
in.
No.
Gotta take him out.
Too much is never enough. She's always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost and one found ever since you've been around. She's a woman that I want, so you're putting it down and we go.
He looks like he's from Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
Where are they from?
It's like a mayor of a small
Where is
town
Crazy
there?
Town from? If it's not
gotta
Florida,
be.
It's gotta be Florida. Where's Crazy
Watch,
Town?
It's like
from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Roanoke, West Virginia.
Roanoke is in Virginia.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Los Angeles, California.
But there is plenty of gutter there. I mean, it's just about what neighborhood they were in.
Yeah, he claims L.A., but it's like, you know, Sacramento.
Yeah, or
something
just,
shitty. Bakersfield, something even worse.
Or like those fringe ghetto neighborhoods where it's, you know, you're fighting people in the alley every day. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, Shifty.
Anyway, I do feel kind of bad for the other singer, and I did it up until I heard that he wanted to stab a baby, and then I don't know.
Maybe the whole band belongs together.
Yeah. I don't feel bad for any of them.
I mean, I kind of feel bad for all of them.
No. Yeah, I do for
just,
all of them.
Just because their careers, this is where they're
but
at.
I mean, look,
hate the aftermath of a good time. Yes.
I do feel bad because, like, you know, as a musician, like, I see these guys who give it their all, and this is where it's taking them.
You could have been something.
This is where, like, they're giving it their all, and this is where it's taking them. They're under Shifty's thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Can you fucking imagine?
Exactly. A career drug addict is your boss.
Yeah.
That is so brutal.
Well, is he the linchpin, though? Without him, is it nothing?
Yeah.
I do think so, yeah. I think he probably owns the rights.
And
probably.
I bet that nobody else in that band is an original member.
Yeah.
Like, he probably is Crazy Town.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the way it goes.
That. He definitely is when he's at like a 7-Eleven.
Trying to buy some taquitos.
Yeah, next week he's going to perform at Jubits. I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's going to be at Jubits truck stop.
It's unsanctioned. He'll be in the far lot.
What else are we going to talk about today?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We don't play All American Rejects, so I didn't really bother with this on the air, but the Postmodern Jukebox is back with another cover.
Yes!
Yeah, Casey doesn't.
Yes!
This was Dirty Little Secret.
Let me know that I've done wrong when I've known this all along. I go around a time or two just to waste my time with you.
Casey's not impressed.
Oh, no, what are you talking about? In my mind, I just downloaded it.
Find out games you don't want to play. You are the only one.
I like this song originally.
It's probably better that way, but I mean, it's still good.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign of a good song that when you can take a song and it can translate to other genres, I feel like that's a sign of a good song, good tune.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's got a hint of Monique Powell from Save Ferris there.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Say Ferris is, what's the song that they do? The one song.
Oh, they did a cover of Come On Eileen. That was really popular.
Oh, that's great. The great band. They played someone else's song. Yeah. You remember that?
Well, look, that was, that's ska living.
A lot of bands make their careers doing that. George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Yeah, and then they make a tour with Crazy Town after that.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about today?
Sugar, baby.
This is kind of nice. Swifties support a family of a man who was killed on the way home from one of her concerts.
See, oh, wow. Swifties and Shifties are so different.
So different.
Very,
completely
night
different.
And day. Night and day.
They raised $120,000 for this guy's family.
Oh, nice. Wow. Bing bong.
It's pretty nice.
That is nice.
I don't see Crazy Town doing that.
No, they're like, do you got my money?
Like, I don't have 120 cents.
Shifty, that was for charity.
I think that's
Who's
it.
Who's she?
I broke up with Charity.
I told that bitch to get out of here.
Oh, by the way, I also failed to mention that Seth Shifty Shellshock, by the way, full name. he actually threw a stage monitor at that show in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Oh. Finished strong.
How does he have so much strength? He's like, he weighs nothing.
Mr. Shellshock, can you relax?
It's meth strength.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, it's like he doesn't have any real energy, but he's got plenty of chemical.
Yeah.
That's what he's got.
Nicolas Cage is opening up about being $6 million in debt. I really like this lately. He's been doing the rounds on like some of the, like he went on Stephen Colbert. We played a clip. That was really funny. Like, Stephen Colbert was like, "Why? What do you find appealing about being so pretentious?" or something like that. Yeah. It's really it's good.
Like, and he was like, "Well."
But he normally, you know, Nicolas Cage is one of those guys who doesn't do interviews. Really, he doesn't do the late night shows.
Nice to see him open up.
Yeah, I think people, you know, people like him anyway, just because he's like a bad good actor. You know,
and
what
he's
I mean?
A part of your childhood, your adolescence, your 20s, all of it.
But I think people would love him more if he did more of this. If he just was honest and, you know, talked and got out there more.
I know it's easier said than done, but it's always tough for me to imagine people like that being in financial hardship.
I think that's why he was in so many shitty movies, is because he was
trying to stay alive.
You can't own a tomb and not do a bunch of shitty movies.
Well, and that's what he said, but like part of me just like doesn't feel bad for him, because like it's like I was $6 million in debt because I think it was like a real estate collapse or something and he lost a bunch of money.
He says, Cage, quote, "I was overinvested in real estate. The real estate market crashed and I couldn't get out in time. I paid them all back, but I was about $6 million in debt.
But like,
I never filed for bankruptcy."
Yeah, because he accepted a bunch of terrible roles and that's how he paid the bills. But man, part of me is like, if I was $6 million in debt, like, I couldn't work hard enough to get out of $6 million.
Luckily for him, he can.
Yeah, it's like, luckily for you, you're an actor and people will hire you and give you several millions of dollars at a time.
I know.
Didn't he spend a lot of money on like
stupid stuff,
exotic stuff?
Probably.
I heard he bought a shrunken head, like a dinosaur's head.
The resale value on those are huge.
And all sorts of weird stuff. Like, he would just buy crazy exotic shit that you wouldn't be able to get anywhere
expensive
else.
Expensive comic books.
And I guess there's rumors that he had a tomb built for himself in New Orleans, but then you look that up and they say that he did have a tomb built, but it's not for him to be buried in.
Oh, okay. Something for him to go and snip the good
just
air.
Just hang out.
Hang out.
But why build it?
It was preparation for Renville.
Renville.
It's an Airbnb now. He's trying to get a little cash.
Probably.
Nicolas Cage continued and said it was dark for sure. Work was always my guardian angel, though. It may not have been a blue chip, but it was still work. I don't know what that means.
It means it didn't make a ton of money, and it wasn't great.
It wasn't the best stuff, but it was stuff.
I see. Yeah, he's a little old school. May have been a blue chip.
Blue chip is also like if a high-level recruit would be a blue chip.
I see.
Know what I mean? It's like guaranteed money.
I love his description, you know, when he was like, "Why do you like to be called a thespian and not an actor?" And he had this long-winded, response, and then he says, if being honest is pretentious, then fine. Yeah. And that was a really good response.
Yeah, I've always liked Nick Cage, so why not? More of him is always a good thing.
Yeah,
he's one of those actors, or even if he does shit movies, it doesn't bother me. You know, certain actors, they can do bad movies, and it doesn't hurt their careers, it seems like.
Two words. And Wahlberg, you know, they can both have a terrible movie, and then the next one, we're like, oh my God, I'm going to that.
Wahlberg is one of those guys who'll be in an awful movie, and then like two great ones.
Mm-hmm. But Cage forever has Raising Arizona in his repertoire.
Which is amazing.
Which is like, one of the best.
Yeah. If you just say that movie along with The Rock and Leaving Las Vegas, you could just drop the mic right there and say what? Because those are three of the greatest movies of all time.
I recently watched Pig, which
is so good.
Filmed here, and I thought I just think it's so funny how the hatred Seattle and Portland have for each other like seeps its way into pop culture. Like there was a line in the movie about, well, I'm not fucking moving to Seattle. Not fucking Nicolas Cage goes, fuck Seattle. And it's just like so funny how it's like, and even if we don't, you know, hate each other that much, it's still funny.
But it's true. Like, you know, Seattle and Portland were the Northwest, but they're so different. It's night and day different. And the people up there don't like people down here and vice versa.
Yeah, see, I feel like they're a cousin to me, though. Like, I'll knock Seattle, but if I'm in another part of the country and they come at it, that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, it rains too much. You've never even been here! And so now I'm defending Seattle. So I think they're like a cousin or like a brother you don't really like.
Yeah.
It's like, I can do it, but you can't do it.
Yeah, they treat us like we're the coach class version of that city, for sure.
Which I don't think is fair.
Yeah.
Not at all. We didn't talk about 2 out of 3 people prefer spontaneous trips over pre-planned trips.
That gives me anxiety.
Yeah, I was like, that gives me too much anxiety.
TV anchor breaks both wrists but still finishes an Ironman race.
Badass.
Wow. A former Houston TV anchor celebrating his recovery from a severe case of COVID by competing in an Ironman. He broke both of his wrists on the 4th mile of the bike riding portion.
Which is crazy because how many miles is an Ironman?
Well, the bike is second to last, so at least he was out of the water.
I was going to say, there's no way he would have been able to finish the swimming portion.
This right? seems, it says like here, it's like a...
Have your hand on that bike.
But also, yeah, I wouldn't think he'd be able to do the biking either.
Yeah, he'd be like
it's on his forearm.
Probably. Art Raskin, 60 years old, who retired from ABC 13 last year, completed the 2.4-mile swim with no problems, but still had a long way to go when he crashed his bike. He says, quote, I just said, okay, this is just something I have to endure for the next 108 miles. And so I continued. Every bump in the road, I literally screamed out in pain. Then he went on to run 26.2 miles using one arm to support the more badly injured one. He then ran he ran through the finish line at 15 hours and 16 minutes and 37 seconds below the 17-hour limit.
Awesome. Yeah. He made it. I mean, and that's the thing is they will stop the race and you'll be told you didn't finish. You're
Take your broken wrists and your sore nipples and go home.
You're like, but no, I finished. Like, not when we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there have been people like they'll finish it anyway
I would.
I mean, even if it doesn't count in their books.
You can fuck yourself because it counts in mine.
But then again, you would never catch me doing an Ironman. So it's
on top of that though. The
I
guy
wish I could do it.
The guy was what'd I say? 60 years old or something?
Yeah, he's a badass to complete that race. You know, I've just tried to like do the math in your head over and over, and I'm like, it just seems so undoable.
Right. Yeah.
To do all of that and to be good at all of that.
Especially with broken wrist.
Even just watching the Boston Marathon documentary on Netflix, I was like, there's no way I could do that. Like, it's like 26 miles or something. There's no way.
Yeah. I used to work with a dude that did it.
My brain quits at like the 3/4 mile. Like when I'm on a run, I'm immediately making excuses on why I don't want to run anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's brutal. Your shins and everything.
Well, yeah. I feel like every runner talks about that, how you like, you got to get through that. And then once you're through that, then you get to like this...
Yeah, but
place of peace.
For me, it comes in waves, though. It's like, it sucks, and then you get through that, and then you're like, okay, for like a minute, and then you're like, nah, this sucks again. I still don't want to do this.
I was right. This sucks.
This still sucks.
Yeah.
Singer David Lee Roth says, or sorry, Sammy Hagar says that David Lee Roth doesn't care about his voice.
What?
These guys are such like high school drama.
He cares about his wardrobes.
Yeah.
That's what I think David Lee Roth cares about.
Have the sexiest silks in town and you'll get mad respect.
Sammy Hagar respects David Lee Roth as a showman, but can't understand why he doesn't take care of his voice.
Well, he's a showman. Hey, listen, I'm a showman too, but that's his gig. He doesn't care about singing. If he did, he'd take care of his voice, or he'd take voice lessons, or he'd warm up, he'd do something, because the guy sings so bad last time he was doing shows, it was embarrassing.
Oh, my God. Sammy.
Sammy's so rich now after selling that tequila, he doesn't give a shit.
I read, I don't know, is this, are you...
No, done? I got more, but go ahead.
Go. I don't want to cut off what you're going to say if you're going to do it.
Well, now you've done it, so Casey. So
just... I was just saying, I read yesterday that Sammy Hagar... Thanks for that. He's made 6 times what David Lee Roth has made in his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably.
Is that
because
without
it's,
tequila or with tequila?
I think it's probably with the tequila. Business ventures.
He got
not
half a billion off of the tequila. It's hard to beat a guy in that race.
Yeah.
Here's what Sammy jokes that he cares more about his voice and working on. Sammy jokes that he cares more about his voice working than his dick working. Maybe like I care more about like Sammy says
my
I,
voice
my
than
voice.
My dick.
Yeah, I see what he's saying.
Yeah,
but he's a showman. He just everything show, and he doesn't care about his voice, which drives me nuts, man. I care more about my voice than I do my.
Wow.
If my didn't work a couple times, I'd be okay with it, but you know, I'd be bummed out. But if my voice up on stage, I'm bummed, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's your moneymaker, too,
of it, anyway. And we can all just throw an apology to her if the weenie doesn't work.
Dude.
So sometimes too much whiskey, you know?
Something happens. Like you distracted
me. Too much tequila,
me.
Come on.
Do you see that video of Van Halen performing on Jimmy Kimmel Live and David Lee Roth smacked into that pole and broke his nose?
No.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Hold on.
Oh, it's fantastic.
No, but
and
can
what's
we
it
find
on
it, please?
David Lee Roth on?
Jimmy Kimmel. It was like when they were going to do that reunion tour And they played it on it Jimmy is. Fallon.
Found it.
Or Jimmy Kimmel, I mean.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, shit. This is 14 minutes. God in heaven.
Well, you only need the first two because it happened right away.
And didn't he like have to wear like a goofy band-aid on his nose for the next?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
So, okay, yeah, this is a long video.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's where we need your live audience time.
It's just some like hype man before they came back from commercial.
Yeah, he's got the heat.
He's wearing a full denim outfit, by the way, head to toe.
Nice.
We call that a Canadian tuxedo.
Canadian tuxedo.
For the very first time.
So, like, they're still in commercial break right now. You got, like, a director talking to him. So, David Lee Roth is just chatting with the crowd. Let's see what he says. Let's see this the showmanship.
Seen here has ever played on national American television. We waited, what, 40 fucking years for this one here. For something very, very special here. Give it away, y'all, when it's time. We're going to stop and start a little bit here to make for that television viewing. And we'll take a picture with Jim and everything because you know it's
cool to see Eddie Van Halen up there. Yeah. You know, I just looked on it. There he is. Just letting David Lee Roth do his thing. So I guess I got to scroll forward a little bit.
Live in concert. It comes out tomorrow. You can see them on tour.
And you said it happened pretty much right away?
I feel like it happened pretty soon.
It's like the third, fourth song.
Yeah.
Now he's doing the bow staff with the mic stand. He's doing pretty good at it. It's going pretty fast. He's still doing the bow staff thing. Now I put it down. I think he's holding his face. I think he popped himself in the face.
So he hits himself with that stick?
I thought he hit it on like a piece of scaffolding or something, but
it might not have happened yet. I don't know. Eddie's so badass. David Lee Roth just did a karate kick.
Of course he did. He's so limber.
Still karate kick in the air.
It's funny to me that he thinks his karate kicks are more entertaining than watching Eddie Van Halen do his thing.
Yeah, like he's
sure.
You know what I mean?
You know, he stretched for an hour in the locker room.
Yeah,
for
right.
Another karate kick. It's possible that he already did it because he does keep putting his hand up on his face, but I don't know.
Either way, as long as we know he catches a base knock, we'll all sleep a little better tonight.
I do think so because I skimmed ahead a little bit, and now he's got a big Band-Aid on his nose. So he must have popped himself when he was doing the bow staff, and that's why he must have put it down because he was doing it real quick.
Oh, yeah. My nose.
And I barely caught it.
Nice work, Donatello.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. So, wow.
Oh, poor DLR.
I was looking like a badass, and I clipped my schnoz.
I just imagine like him walking around the house in a karate gi.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you? I can
see him dressed like more, such a fool.
Yeah, more like a kimono robe type of situation,
like a,
I would think,
with
right?
a silkage to it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. Too yes. much chest, maybe a partial nipple.
Is his name on it?
It's probably his dick's out always.
His initials.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's the short one.
Yeah.
Does he have like a little hole cut in there for
hangs
it?
Hangs below.
Little hole is his dick and just his gonzo nose can just hang out the front. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
But, yeah.
Well, Sammy Hagar, honestly, I don't think I much prefer David Lee Roth over Sammy Hagar. No offense, Sammy. I thought
I prefer
DLR
Sammy as a person.
Fine.
I was going to say I like the person more.
But agreed. I love David Lee Roth's vocals over Sammy's vocals.
I think it's so funny when he sold the liquor, Sammy Hagar sold that Cabo Wabo tequila. He was like, they came to him, they're all, hey, we want to buy your tequila. He's like, well, it's not for sale. They tell him the number, which was like 500 million. And he just like, I guess he started hysterically laughing.
Yeah.
And he just was like, like it was so comical that he was no longer going to ever have to do anything ever again.
Right.
And he's like, I'll take it, the money, by the way.
I'm like, pretty actually, nice. Okay. I changed my mind.
Yeah. It wasn't for sale until you said that number.
Until it was.
I think that's it, everybody. I think we
everybody
talked about it all today.
Okay. Nice.
Tomorrow we've got more tickets to Avenged Sevenfold and Falling in Reverse. We also have the four coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get somebody qualified for a brand new Lazy Boy. Do we have to pull a winner?
Grand prize on Friday, right?
Okay. Yep. Bing bong.
So Friday we'll find out who's getting that Lazy Boy.
Get in where you fit in.
You also have another chance to get a Lazy Boy online at 1059thebrew.com. So sign up. And that's it.
That's all.
Think so.
All right. Say bye, Casey.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Say it in like a creative way.
You're so weird.
Say it like a seagull.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to Tanner and Drew's Donkey Show. Heard daily at 1059thebrew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.